This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Hello, my name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I'm here today with Alexander Danilenko, a Senior Water and Sanitation Specialist with the Water and Sanitation Program of the World Bank. Alexander participated this afternoon in a panel at a learning forum called Making Progress in the Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene Sectors. The panel focused on the implications of climate change for the WASH sector internationally, and Alexander spoke about the implications of climate change for water utilities around the world. Alexander, thank you for being with us today. I wonder if we could start off by asking you to say a bit about the implications of climate change for water utilities. What do water utilities need to be looking out for in the coming years, and how can they think about preparing for the implications of climate change in the years to come?
My pleasure to be with you today, Catherine. Climate change is a factor which affects every single element of water utility operations. It starts from water intake and water quality at intake. It related to treatment technologies. It's related to distribution of water, collection of wastewater, and treatment of wastewater. But most importantly, we need to remember that water utilities will be the agency which will bring effects of climate change to the consumer. So poor quality water, poor treatment, poor dilution factor of waste will all affect operations of water utility. And in addition to that, we need to say that climate change will definitely, and we have already evidence of such, that it will increase the cost of operation of water utility, which will result in higher cost for consumers, and it will result in sometimes even exclusion of consumers from the services.
Thank you. I wonder if you could say a bit about the regions of the world where water utilities are likely to be the most affected. Is there a particular geographic area where we are likely to see the changes to be more challenging, or is this something that is more related to the scale, whether an urban utility versus a smaller kind of process?
It's important to remember that climate change will affect every utility. So every utility somehow will need to adapt and change its practices to climate change. The most affected utilities, hard to say, but because utilities are very local and they do exist in places everywhere in the world. So, but from country standpoints, the most effective utilities will be in sub-Saharan Africa, utilities of Egypt, with Egypt is a unique place which will be affected if sea rise will come. And the same happens in Vietnam, where utilities will be flooded, and up to 40% of the population of Vietnam will be affected if sea will rise by 1.5 meter. Similar effects are already being felt by many islanders, by small islands, and in Bangladesh.
Thank you. I wonder if you could say a few words about what the Water and Sanitation Program of the World Bank is doing to work with utilities, how the program itself is helping utilities assess their vulnerabilities and prepare or adapt for some of the changes to come.
Climate change is one of the pillars of Water and Sanitation Program. It's one of the directions where Water and Sanitation Program wants to grow within next 5-10 years. We do have a systematic approach in monitoring of performance of urban water utilities. We are adding into that performance monitoring system issues related to climate change. We're also developing a program related to climate change and natural disasters related to climate change, and develop how quickly and how systematically you should come from relief from climate change devastation to normal bank lending systems. This is a very interesting approach which we are developing right now. We're also monitoring climate change in few vulnerable countries. It's on a border between China and Vietnam. Effects on Yunnan province and northern Vietnam area. We're developing programs in Peru, where it's affected by recent earthquakes, but also affected by changes in climate. And we are very actively involved in development of climate change program in Pakistan, which was recently flooded. And we're helping to develop capacity that local providers will be able to utilize funds which will be transferred to them.
Alexander, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Again, I've been speaking with Alexander Danilenko, a senior water and sanitation specialist with the Water and Sanitation Program of the World Bank, talking about the implications of climate change for water utilities around the world and what the Water and Sanitation Program is doing to help utilities adapt to the coming challenges.
My pleasure.